Now, if you've been outside recently, you've probably noticed more people wearing face masks. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently updated their guidance on masks, recommending non-medical grade cloth masks when people are in public places. Our colleagues at WisContext recently took a closer look at why the CDC made that change and broke down what you need to know. Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisContext. Will, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Can you tell us a little more about this change in guidance from the CDC?
Yeah, the change in guidance came almost 2 weeks ago now, on April 3rd. Prior to that, the CDC had been recommending that healthy people, so people without respiratory symptoms, go without face masks in almost all situations. The one situation that they did recommend face masks for healthy people was if they were a caregiver for someone with COVID-19. As I just mentioned, on April 3rd, they changed that guidance to allow for the voluntary use of cloth face masks in public where social distancing is kind of impossible or hard to manage. So that would be like grocery stores or pharmacies, et cetera. And so this is just a recommendation. It's not anything more than that, but it's something I think that they changed to give people a little bit of guidance.
And a couple of states around the country, just in the news today, are adding new requirements for face masks. But the CDC change of decision, first of all, what led to some of their reluctance to want to give this guidance? I understand it has in part to do with the supply of masks, medical type masks, for the people who really, really need them.
Exactly. I think that was a big part of the reason why the CDC was so reticent in changing that guidance for so long. It had been talked about for some time, and as we have seen in the news, in many parts of the world, particularly in Asia, face mask use is quite common when a respiratory disease is circulating, and a lot of imagery from China, Japan, South Korea demonstrated that. But I think that you're right, that the CDC was really quite nervous, as I think all medical professionals and public health officials in the nation have been, about a run on medical grade masks. So that would be disposable surgical masks or those N95 respirators, which keep about 95% of microscopic particles out of your respiratory system.
And so the recommendation now is don't go out and try to get your hands public on these masks, but we're seeing more and more guidelines and models of cloth masks. And as you write in your piece, there's been a boom in crafters and others making these things for people to use in their daily lives. Can you talk about what we've seen in the state?
Yeah, I interviewed a couple organizers of this Facebook group. It's called the Wisconsin Face Mask Warriors, and they just got started in late March, I think like March 22nd or something, with only a couple hundred volunteers. That effort has since ballooned to more than 4,000 volunteers, and actually that was at the end of last week, so it's quite possibly much higher than that at this point. But a good portion of those volunteers are sewing cloth face masks that adhere pretty closely to the CDC's guidelines. So that would be multiple layers of washable cloth. In this case, they're using cotton with elastic bands that you can wrap around your ears. So they fit nice and snug around your mouth and your nose. And they also are compatible with autoclave systems. So those are the systems at hospitals and other medical facilities that clean materials under high pressure and high temperature and sanitize them. And they've seen a huge spike in demand from not only medical facilities that are running short on medical grade masks and just looking for any type of mask to protect their workers, but also from, since the CDC changed its guidance in early April, from a growing number of just regular folks looking for masks.
We're talking to Will Cushman, associate editor of WisContext, about masks. The CDC recently changed guidelines to recommend wearing some kind of cloth mask in public for otherwise apparently healthy people. And Will, in your piece, you talk about kind of a change in mindset about how people think about masks. I think the initial thought is, if I'm wearing a mask, it's to protect me. But actually, it sounds like when we wear masks, we're maybe protecting everybody else around us. Can you talk about the difference there?
Yes, for sure. And that's a really, really important part of this. So I think the CDC was nervous about people buying up medical masks, but they also, up until April, really wasn't a whole lot of evidence, and there remains not much evidence supporting the notion that widespread use of face masks in public can slow the spread of COVID-19. What has changed in terms of kind of clinical evidence is a much firmer understanding now of the large number of people who may be infected with the novel coronavirus, but who may not be showing symptoms, so asymptomatic people, or people who will go on to develop symptoms, but are not showing symptoms at the moment, pre-symptomatic, but are still carrying a high viral load in their systems and potentially able to be contagious and infect other people. So really, that's kind of the other half of the equation, or the other part of why the CDC decided to shift its guidance was because of this better understanding of asymptomatic and pre-symptomatic infection, and hoping that people wearing masks will hopefully keep asymptomatic carriers of the virus from more readily spreading the virus when they're out in public grocery shopping or at the pharmacy.
And another message, Will, from some of the public health experts you talked to for this piece was, to sum it up, masks aren't magic. Just because we're wearing a mask doesn't excuse us from the other social distancing things, from the hand washing everybody's telling us to do. Masks might help, but they're not the be-all and end-all.
Exactly. And that's what I talked to a couple medical professionals and public health officials in Wisconsin, and they were very, very adamant that face masks are not a stand-in for proper hygiene, so proper hand washing and respiratory etiquette, covering your cough and sneeze, and especially not a stand-in for social distancing. They said that those strategies are proven and are effective and are working. And face masks, the use of face masks in public is not really proven to help slow the spread of a respiratory disease like COVID-19.
And Will, you mentioned the culture. Some countries are more used to a lot of people putting on masks in the midst of an outbreak like this. We live, I think it's fair to say, in one that doesn't. After the CDC guidelines, I didn't have a mask yet. I did the bandana trick. First time I've done that, I think, since like a third grade Halloween costume. Felt kind of silly, but I did it. What do you think about the sort of the cultural pickup here in Wisconsin when it comes to masks?
Totally, and that was another thing that when I talked to people, a lot of people talked about that, the fact that maybe there is a cultural shift happening in the U.S. right now, where people are more comfortable wearing masks in public. That certainly wasn't the case, as you just mentioned, and I can speak to that myself personally. I felt kind of strange the first time I went to the pharmacy to pick up some stuff wearing a face mask. And some of the folks I spoke to who have started wearing face masks all over Wisconsin mentioned the same thing. But on the flip side, I talked to someone, a woman up in Spooner, who said that she's actually now feeling kind of peer or social pressure to wear a mask because she's noticed that when she goes to the grocery store in Spooner now, that most of the people there are wearing masks. And even though she wasn't really convinced that she should wear one based on the science, she said that she now is doing it kind of to go along with what she's seeing her peers doing.
So what are you watching for next, Will, when it comes to supply and demand of masks here in the state?
Yeah, I'm really interested to see if the state will be able to secure more medical face masks and other personal protective equipment. That is something that the state has been struggling with. I spoke to Dr. Ryan Westergaard, the state epidemiologist, for the story, and he said that being able to secure PPE is still the highest need for the state right now. So we'll be watching to see if that happens soon.
Well, thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Rob.
That's Will Cushman, associate editor of WisContext. He was with us today to talk about his latest story on the changing guidance on face masks and how Wisconsin is picking up on them. You can find all the details online over at wiscontext.org.